Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is episode 351 of this year. Today in history, exciting news, St. Gaius began his reign as the Catholic Pope. Good on St. Gaius there. And, of course, Ferdinand of Austria was chosen as the King of Bohemia. Truly, my one true king. Your guest today on the podcast is an American, in fact, the American. Welcome back to the show, The American. How are you?
I'm feeling good. Hey.
Is it Mr. The American?
It doesn't really matter. You know, we know in America, we don't even have Mr. or Mrs. anymore. You know, we're all just Americans across the board. We're all in unison.
And how has it been going over there in America? Obviously, here, circling the world in my space station, I get a very particular view of the world, obviously, from the mainstream media, but I'd love to know what it's like there on the ground.
Oh my God, it's never been better. On the ground, in the air, you know, in the sea, with your feet in the grass. Doesn't matter where you are in America. It's as good as it's ever been. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, really? Because I heard, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I heard that the coronavirus has just overtaken heart disease as the biggest killer of American people. And that's heart disease in America, the land of the Big Mac. So how is that affecting your day-to-day life?
Well, you know, look. And you said it when the thing started, so everybody knows we're on the same page. But you said that you get your news from the mainstream media. So, you know, I'm and a lot of those people are going to tell you the coronavirus exists, and they're going to tell you that, you know, you can get it from another person who has it. But real people know that that's not true.
And how are things going, of course, with the election of Bob the Sentient Trash Island and the defeat of Donald Trump in the most recent election?
You know, this is, wow, you just, it's like you're living on a whole fake, you're like living on a fake planet.
I mean, in many ways.
No, Trump,
yes.
When you say Trump defeat, well, I know, again, the mainstream media is going to say he lost because he, you know, didn't get as many votes. But in reality, he actually won because he did get more votes. So that's science.
On what metric are you counting these alleged more votes? Because every other count, including the recounts and in Georgia, three recounts have suggested that, in fact, that in terms of the numbers, which is what's relevant in counting, it looks like there was a very clear victory for the Democrats there.
Yeah, but you keep doing a thing where you count up, like where you add things together and the number goes up. So again, it's like, yeah, if you're going to do math that way, then yeah, I guess, sure. But again, if you do math the right way, which is where when you get things that are a different way than you like them, you just make them the way you want them. Math.
I mean, do you think that this outcome, the many people are claiming that this kind of objection to the voting outcome is calling into question the very systems on which the idea of America rests, the fundamental idea of free and fair elections is sort of integral to the continuation of America as a state. How do you respond to claims that this kind of calling into question of the processes is deeply damaging to the fabric of your nation?
Well, first of all, we have the best voting systems in the world because we're the best country that's ever existed. Right now, I would tell you that as great as they are, there's some things wrong with them, which is the president lost because a lot of people voted for the other guy. But if we look at the logic behind how the voting works in America, then I would tell you that in this case, it didn't work right because Trump lost according to the numbers. But if you look at it as a whole from the reverse, which is the idiot Democrats are so bad at doing things, like running things, but they're also so dumb that they were able to rig the entire... Well, no, I guess that makes them smart. But I'm saying the idiots, look, he won. So why would Giuliani be out there? People are saying, oh, now Giuliani has COVID. Yeah, of course he has wink, wink COVID. You know, first of all, Giuliani can't even get COVID because it came from a bat and everyone knows he's part bat.
Well, we'll get on with that in our top story today, which today is deplorables news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, hospitals in London are preparing for the birth of Piers Morgan's were-dragon child after the hideous upset at the Dragon Against Dragon Thunderdome earlier this month, when Morgan, commentating the match between the Welsh Red Dragon and Boris Johnson in dragon form, suspended above the Thunderdome on a rope like the goat in a dinosaur movie, was swept into a sudden bout of graphic lust with Dragon Boris, ruining the rating system of the public broadcaster, scandalising viewers and impregnating Piers Morgan. The extremely rapid progression of the pregnancy is apparently causing no harm to Piers Morgan, though he has taken leave from his breakfast show to concentrate on eating the up to 40,000 calories necessary to fuel the unheimlich crossbreed growing in his... Is it a womb? Nobody knows. Doctors are standing by to assist with the birth. Let's all pray by cesarean section. And Morgan is anticipated to go into labour within the next 2 days. Rory, did you follow this news?
All I can tell you is Piers Morgan is what a great... he's one of those guys everybody loves, right? So I hope he's okay.
Yes, well, I mean, we can all hope that he is okay and that Boris Johnson acknowledges his child.
Yeah, but again, it's really just Piers, you know. I hope he's okay. He's just, what a good, he just seems like such a good guy.
Sorry, Mr. The American, if there is some banging in the background, that is just my astronaut workman building an extension to my elaborate space station here. Obviously, this podcast has done quite well this year, so we're building a space jacuzzi.
Wow, good for you. I got a guy, by the way, who does brickwork, a buddy of mine I grew up with, if you need any. I don't know if you got a patio on that thing, but he does real nice patio stuff.
Well, look, fire him into space and we'll see what we can do with him.
Yeah, well, you got to figure that part out, huh?
Meanwhile, a victory for feminism in Australia as a 49-year-old woman absconds after allegedly using a Ponzi scheme to defraud wealthy people, including men, of up to $40 million. The Dover Heights woman went missing after leaving for a run after being notified that she was under investigation by ASIC, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. She left behind her husband and her teenage son without notice. You go, girl! Financial services and a sociopathic crime wave. Just as the increasing popularity of shapewear for men is a sign of equality for the sexes rather than the depressing degradation of humanity as a whole, when women behave with the kind of heartless lust for power and wealth at the expense of other human lives, this is a step towards a future where your gender is irrelevant. Can we all just hope that people will value you for the miserable content of your shitty character rather than for your sexual organs? The American, isn't this a beautiful thing for women?
My bad. When you started saying it was for women, so I just tuned out because I thought I didn't have to listen to it.
Interesting side note, The American. My phone AI is sexist. The autocorrect, when I was writing this story, the autocorrect turned Ponzi scheme into Ponzu scheme. So, I mean, yeah, sure. I personally am more likely to use a Japanese citrus-based sauce than I am to defraud pensioners of their hard-earned wealth. But that's not because I'm a woman, okay? It's because I'm not a monster. And that's also not because I'm a woman. I could be a monster if I wanted to. I can be anything. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't agree. When you're flying a spaceship, you're doing pretty good.
And that's all the time we have for the headlines of stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because the disease of modern life can only be alleviated by the hair of the dog which bought you. The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay. In fields where they lay concerned with their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Did you know that alcoholism is a real problem among shepherd communities? You'd think it'd be narcolepsy because of all the sheep counting, but it is not. Instead of alcohol, these shepherds should help themselves to half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. You'll either stop seeing angels or you'll be able to greet a messenger from God without literally shitting yourself.
I thought, just that I went rub, but I thought that was going to be an ad for having the pipes of a damn angel. You could sing, huh? Just going to gloss over that voice?
Yes. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Public Emotional Aggression Magazine, the one-stop shop for all next year's emotional traumas that you'll talk about with your counselor. This month, a Christmas gift guide, including 10 harrowing truths about what's wrong with you that you'll pretend you wanted to hear in a cafe before slowly extracting yourself from the conversation and never meeting up with that friend again. And how best to surprise your spouse over Christmas dinner with the fact that you've been thinking of ending it. Brussels sprouts, darling, do you know what else I can't stand? And an 80-part mathematical Sudoku puzzle called Why Don't You Just Calm the F*** Down? The Neighbours Are Listening, Alex.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, deplorables news. The American, what is happening in the world of deplorables right now?
You know, we wear that term with a badge of honor. I mean, I went through a lot of it already. I think everything's looking pretty good. I think Trump will be sworn back in on January 20th. And COVID, because he did a thing called Warp Drive, where people get the vaccine fast to save everybody, but by the way, don't take it.
Why?
Don't take the vaccine, even though. But it's Trump. But by the way, you're welcome from Trump for the vaccine, but don't take it.
Okay, sorry. Just to clarify, are you pro or anti-vaccine in this instance?
Well, I don't trust the vaccine because it's from the government. But the reason we got it so fast is because of Trump, and I trust Trump. But I wouldn't take the vaccine.
I mean, just to sort of go back to the Democrats sort of rigging the election, if they were able to sort of rig the election in this way with these sort of undetectable vote dumps, do you think they are very good at organizing complex systems, for example?
No, they're idiots. They couldn't even barely organize unemployment or Social Security or the national parks and all those things.
I mean, okay, but I mean, surely those are also the things that Democrats fight for, Social Security and the national parks and so on and so forth, sort of these social services, the safety nets for society.
Yeah, because they're socialists.
Yeah, okay. I mean, but okay, so if they're very good at organizing illegal vote dumps, why do you think that they're not focusing on organizing anything else?
No, because they're not good at doing things at a high level, they can't do things good. So that's what. No, so because they're idiots, you know. So, but this one particular thing, I guess they did pretty good, which was fake the outcome of the election?
Well, a number of high-profile Republicans are now affirming the results of the vote counts and the vote recounts and the fact that every...
Deep state.
But, I mean, these are...
Deep state.
I mean, these are Republicans who have been deep previously state. Affiliated with...
Deep state swamp. Deep state swamp.
Okay, you keep saying deep state swamp, but what is...
Nah, the swamp is deep. The swamp is deep state.
I thought Trump promised to drain the swamp, so I assume it's just deep
hole now. It's in the middle of draining it, and then they stole the election from him. So the drain right now is... It's the deep state is draining more than... No, I'm just saying those rhino Republicans are part of the deep state swamp. So how can he drain it if their idiot Democrats are stealing the election with the most brilliant scheme in the history? This is so hard.
Well, that's all the time we have for the top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Hello, Alice and sidekick. I hope it's a Christopher. That's you today, the American. You're the sidekick for today. How do you feel about that?
I feel, it's not normally an area that I feel comfortable, but I'm feeling a bit humbled at the moment.
I had to stop listening mid-stride in episode 331 when your ad section featured the comment, "The dragon isn't going to enter itself." As a manager of Dom's Dildo Emporium, east side location 3 blocks past the bridge, I have to correct you and say with our fine array of dildos, any dragon can enter itself and actually have quite a nice time. We also carry a selection of flame-proof ball gags so consenting dragons can engage in mutual activities. However, due to a certain individual not making payments on his enormous bill, we do not carry products for were-dragons. F*** them. Good luck to you, Christopher. Wink. My best to paired Roger Shuttlecock. P.S. Stop by for our tentacle time specials. Thank you, Roger Shuttlecock. Have you been to Dom's Dildo Emporium on the east side, the American, or is that a personal question that I can't ask?
I don't go to the east side for much. We got a good place on the west side, but I would check it out. I mean, I'm not against dildos or emporiums, so I would definitely check it out if it's, it's just to go all the way to the east side, it's got to be nice.
Well, that's all the time we have for your letters today, because this is the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. It's here in your ears 366 days of the year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. With less than a month left until the end of the year, if you haven't shared us with your friends and social media connections, you are a coward without the courage of your convictions. Buy a f***ing t-shirt, you monster. Your guest today on the podcast was The American. The American, have you got anything to plug?
No, just a quick reminder that America is the greatest country ever built with the greatest people in the world on it, and anyone who doesn't love it should leave it except me, because right now I don't love it, but I'm not going to leave it. All right. God bless.
All right. Well, we hope to have you back again before the end of the year. Thank you for coming on the show. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or for one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and access to my weekly Tea with Alice salons. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, Hench Thug, Edit Sweet Factotum, is the iron fist inside his velvet glove, the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.